Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're listening to UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Cedric Ballard on the line with me, and he has a new single out titled Healing. And we all know right now we can use a little bit of healing. So Cedric, say hello to the people, and let's talk about this new single you have out.
Hello to everybody, all the listeners that are listening right now. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Nigeria, for just giving me the opportunity to be on this show. I don't take it lightly. And I'm looking forward to talking with you about the single healing, but not only that, just the importance of healing that needs to happen and occur around this world, this country. quite frankly, in every area of government, I mean, all over the world, man. Right. So I'm interested in having the full conversation.
Yeah. It's necessary. And I love when artists come out with a single that definitely is associated with the time we're in. Just talk about the moment that song came to you and what were you feeling and what was God saying to you?
Around 2022, my wife and I started a nonprofit organization called the Heal Movement.
Oh, okay.
The Heal Movement is a 501c3 nonprofit organization where we serve the homeless community in the downtown Houston, Texas area.
Mm-hmm.
We serve them food. We give them toiletries. We also serve single mothers as well as youth. We've been doing that since 2022, and it's been something where we have noticed the transformative power of God's love when mm-hmm. people are touched, and it's genuine, and it's authentic, and it's not something that's conjured up, or it's not an agenda behind it, but when you genuinely want to see somebody change, just by giving them toiletries, just
right.
by feeding, giving them just something to eat, you can see the transformative power of Jesus really even in that act. As time went on, as we've been doing that, the burden in my heart was to expand our nonprofit. One way to do that, of course, is through a message.
Right.
And so I have great friends in the music industry and the gospel industry. And one of my friends, Ernest J. Lee, mm-hmm. had a song called Healing.
Okay.
He sent it to me. He let me hear it. We kind of played it back and forth. And when I tell you, it spoke to the heart of my nonprofit organization, the ministry that God gave myself and my wife. And honestly, when I started recording it, it just kind of took on legs of its own. It lived in me.
Right.
And I felt like it was going to be something that would speak to the masses of individuals that are going through right now, not just the homeless,
right.
disenfranchised community, but those that are struggling and suffering right now because of our economic issues, because of all the hikes in prices and
right.
all the, just everything that's going on with our government. More importantly, what's going on in these houses, these communities that really need healing, those that are suffering loss,
right.
those are going through situations where they don't know how they're going to pay bills, how they're going to make ends meet, having issues with their children, with marriages. There's a lot of hurt going on,
yes.
a lot of uncertainty happening, and there's nothing like the power of God healing a situation. And God, you know, has really shown me through my journey, my wife and I's journey, that he has the ability to still heal, restore, and renew. So that's the message that I'm going to convey. If I can't convey nothing else, I'm going to convey that he's the God that still heals, restores, renews.
Amen.
That's the message right now.
Amen. Amen. Now, you are a well-known worship leader, worship facilitator. Being a worshiper and willing to be God's musical prophet, because that's what I believe worshipers are.
Right.
When you was growing up in church, you know, most people, when you hear they grew up in church and they become singers, they're R&B, or they're gospel singers. What mm-hmm. drove you to be a worshiper?
You know, great question. I grew up in church, like you said, just a born and raised church kid, Pentecostal kid, born in the Church of God in Christ. And I was one of those kids where, you know, when the doors open, we were there. I mean, it was just one of those automatic things. Started off playing drums and did not see myself as anything other than just a drummer, period. That was all I wanted to do. Started playing a little organ and so on and so forth. But I had great people that I was able to look at, people that took worship seriously. I had a godmother, her name is Betty Ransom Nelson, that took worship extremely seriously. If you would, you know, quick fact, me and Kim Burrell grew up in the same church. Our mothers were best friends.
Oh, okay.
And we grew up in the same church together, and we were trained and developed under the same leadership by a young lady. Well, she is around 75, 76 right now, but at that time, Myra Banks was someone who trained us. She never allowed us to go into a church service and be casual with our singing, casual with our preparation, casual with our production, casual with our worship.
Wow.
It was 10 people in the audience or 1,000 people in the audience.
That's right.
We gave God the same effort and genuine passion that we gave if it was a packed house. It did not matter because we understood that we were worshiping to an audience of one. Our singing was to an audience of one. And they also really stressed the fact that it had to be something that did not start within the four walls of the church, that it had to be a lifestyle that you lived. Didn't mean you was a perfect individual, but it did mean that you had a reverence for God, that you did not want to make it something that was part-time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is not a part-time relationship where I pick him up right before I go to church, but it's something where I commune with him. I actually talk to him.
Right.
I actually understand that he loves me enough, he cares for me enough, that he's willing to talk and really feel what I'm feeling and help me go through what I go through on a daily basis. And so what helped me be a worshiper and really see that as something that that I took serious is really knowing how God feels about me. You have to know what he feels about you.
My God.
That's the only way you're going to really fall in love with him the way you should.
Jesus.
Is when you know he loves you despite all the mistakes, your failures, your proclivities, all the things that you may have struggled with, gone through, the things that you said you would never do and you find yourself doing it again, the ways that you told him, I promise God I'll do this and I'll do that. If you get me out of this, and you end up going right back to it once he got tired of it, and yet he's been consistently faithful.
My God.
He's been consistently there for you. When you know the love, the depth of love that he has for you, it causes you to fall in love with him at such a deep level that you can't help but be a worshiper.
Right.
Because it's a denial of yourself. Your focus is solely on him. It ain't even about you.
Right.
And so it becomes a situation where worship, it becomes second nature. It becomes a habit. That's something that I sometimes feel that, and I want to be careful how I say it, but in this generation, it's more of the status quo of how we go about what we do in our gospel industry, how we get up and sing. It's because we have a skill set. We got a gift.
Right.
But if you don't fall in love with Jesus and understand the depth of his love for you, that's the only way you convey a message. You go beyond the gift and it becomes the message. And
my
it's the
God.
Message of God's love, God's grace, God's mercy for you, and the fact that he wants you healed. That's when you become a true, real worshiper.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love everything you said because it's so true. And I always tell people, you can't love yourself if you don't know the power of God's love. You can't love nobody.
That's right.
You just, I call it y'all on some soap opera TV love, you know.
That's right.
Danny, no, but I love you, you know. You know, and it's like, no, that's not love, okay? That's acting.
Yeah, and in most cases, Nigeria, you know, a lot of us, we approach the love of God like we approach the love of one another.
Right.
You know, because we are conditional with our love, we think God is conditional with his love. Like,
if
we don't do something that he tells us to do, we feel like he's going to cut us off, or we just will never be able to work enough to be at the level of his grace and his love like we've messed up too much, we've done too much of this, done too much of that. Oh, I'm not enough of this, I'm not enough of that. I see that person is doing this, and so I don't measure up to that person, so I can't be saved like that person is saved.
Right.
And if they only knew that God's love goes beyond all those boundaries. The fact that he decided to die
for
you, this is why healing is so important to me right now. The song Healing is because we are really trying to convey the message that we're talking about a God that gave all,
Jesus,
even to the point of death,
my God,
just so he could have a relationship with you. So if he thought enough of you to decide to do that just so he can be with you forever
and
in
ever.
You, instead of, when you think about it like that, you start realizing, wait a minute, you know, I don't have to measure up to this person.
Come
I don't
on.
Have to dot every I, cross every T. But what I do know is that this man loves me unconditionally. So much so to the point to where even when I took him places where I shouldn't have taken him, he woke up with me.
Right,
He woke up with me. And said, I'm still there for you. I'd never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. I'll stick closer to you than any brother. All those things that he said still matter, still exist. He never takes his word back because his love is something that is never going to be revocable.
Yeah,
he can't ever take it back because he's given it to us.
Yeah, definitely unconditional.
I don't mean to go on a tangent like that. When you mention worship to me, for me, it's serious because I understand the benefits of it.
Yes.
And I understand the fact that being in relationship with Jesus the way he really desires to be in relationship with us, he really exposes the fact that, man, it's in spite of you. I love
Come
you.
On.
It is not because you did it just right. It's not because you hit the mark every day. It's in spite or despite all of that. I love you because of how I made you. I made you. I shaped you.
Right.
I formed you
Come on.
The way that I knew when I shaped you and formed you and made you
what you was going to do,
the mistakes you were going to make. And I still died for you, shed my blood for you. And I made sure the enemy could not touch you if
Say
I didn't give him the authority.
It right.
It's those things
yes,
that cause
sir.
You to be a worshiper
yeah.
and to do it at a deeper level.
Yeah. No, and
so that's what we're sharing. All
yeah.
over the world.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, it's easy for me to go to ministries around the world and lead people in worship. It's because I already have an understanding of who God is and has been to me
right.
and how much he loves me. And all I'm trying to do is convey that he loves you just as much. He loves you. You ought to feel like you are his favorite child because he did something for you that nobody else would have done. And I'm saying that to the world. That's
right.
why when we convey healing and we talk about healing to the individuals, it's healing from insecurity. It's healing from all that low self-esteem that says I'm not enough
right.
so that you can realize that you are enough for God's love.
Jesus.
Yeah, yes. You're enough. You're enough. So heal from the inside out.
Right.
That's what we need you to do. So that's why this song is so special to me. Healing is amazing, and it's necessary
yes.
if you're ever going to really understand what you mean to God. You got to heal.
That's it. And I mean, when we're talking about worship, we're talking about intimacy with Christ.
Yeah.
We're not,
That's
like
right.
you said, it's not surface level. It is a deeper
That's
level.
Right.
You transcend into a different realm of where he's at. It's the same place like when you're talking in tongues. It's that outer body experience. Worship
yes.
is where you do surrender. It is where
you
can just be transformed by just
That's right.
entering into his presence. That's where you're healed. That's where you're delivered.
That's right.
That's where the word says, no one comes unto him unless he draws them. And so
That's
if
right.
you go on about your everyday and you're not even thinking about him, it'd be those still small voices where God
That's
is just
right.
wooing you to him.
That's right.
And
That's right.
There's no greater place to get
That's right.
close to the Lord besides reading your Bible. Read your Bible.
Right.
Except through worship. And what I love about worship
yeah.
and true, honest worship, like you do, because I've listened to your music, so yes. And that's why we say we're key players speak, because, you know, we know, right. We know who got it and who don't. Okay. So anyway, so what's so great about worship is that you can do it with music and you can do it without music. Come on, Cedric, let them know.
That's right.
Let them know.
That's right. It's not the melody.
Come
of the
on,
keyboard.
Tell them.
It's the melody from within. It's the ability to be able to tune in and to be able to come in the same frequency that God is. And when you do that, it is melodic, all without any type of keyboard, guitar, drum, bass, lead guitar. You don't need any of that. It is the authenticity of true worship. True worship is once again something where I can look at God and say, who am I that you are mindful of me?
Jesus.
That you have made me.
Jesus.
A little lower than the angels. That's true worship
right
there. To understand who he is in comparison to who you are. And it shows you that if you are who you are, God, and you still think what you think about me? Oh, my God. Now, who would want to fall more in love with someone that you know? If the truth be told, he don't need me to do any of this.
Exactly.
He could use a cow. He could use a horse. He could use a dog if he wanted to.
Right.
But he chose me to be his voice, to be his vessel, to be the conduit, to share this gospel. And that's how everybody should feel.
Yes.
Feel privileged and honored that God chose you for this moment, this time, this dispensation, for this season, for whatever he wants to do. He chose you to do it within this time in this existence.
Right.
So we never take these things for granted, and we always give the glory back to him.
Because
it does not belong to us.
That's right. Yeah. After two decades strong, what can we look for with the upcoming album? And I mean, we talk about healing, but wait, you guys, wait for the title for this, okay?
Oh, man.
The new album drop, it is He Won't Fail, and it is a live recording. And talk to us about live recording. This is your sixth album that's a live recording, and it is necessary for worship, because these electronic equipment can't contain true live worship.
The live experience is something that would never die. I don't care how much AI they're trying to present to us. I don't care how much they're trying to do all this virtual stuff. And it's all amazing. More power to
place.
It. The fact of the matter is, it's nothing like being under one roof, under one umbrella, in agreement, on one accord, with one focus. And that's the reason why I've done so many live sessions. It's because when you get that many believers together, really having that one focus and that one desire, and that is to reach God, to be in his presence, to create that sound that invites God into the room, that is something that we are always seeking after. That's why I love the worship experience in churches and in venues abroad, because it's nothing like believers coming together on one accord with the same spirit, same intent. There's nothing like it. So, I felt like I needed to do this one live, and the actual title is He Won't Fail, which is a song that my wife wrote because she was going through a battle on her journey of breast cancer. Just in October of 2025, we went to the doctor just for a regular checkup. Went there, and the doctor she noticed there was something going on within her breast, and she said, let me just get it checked. I'm sure it's nothing, but I just want to get it checked just to make sure.
Amen.
Diagnosis came back that it was stage 3. Ooh. Breast cancer.
Mm.
Stage 3. Of course, that was a blow.
Yes,
that was something that we did not expect. She started walking around the house and started singing this song.
My God.
And she just kept saying, hallelujah, he cannot fail. No, my God. Lucille. And she just kept saying it and kept saying it. And then she came to me and said, you know what? You think you can put some music to this?
Oh, I love it.
And I heard her singing it again. But it was therapy for her.
Right.
Because it was her speaking those things that be not as though they were.
That's true.
Because our words have power.
Yes,
our words, we have the ability to shape our reality.
Yes.
And so she kept saying, he won't fail. He won't fail. He won't fail. And I ended up writing a verse to it. And then we put the whole song together. And man, when I tell you, I cannot wait, Nigeria, for you and these listeners to hear He Won't Fail.
My
and the
God.
Whole record, the whole album is going to be full of music where we're talking about the power of God, the
right.
healing power of God, the delivering power of God,
yeah.
and the fact that I don't care how low, how hurt, how sick, that I don't care about the diagnosis, God won't fail, period.
I love it. I love it. And Godspeed to continued recovery. And we call
actually, yeah, and the praise report to that, Nigeria, is 2 months ago. June, so this is in, so it was the beginning of May. Went back to the doctor. She had a surgery to make sure all the cancer was out.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks later, we went back. They said, she's cancer-free.
Amen.
That's what I mean by
yes.
he won't fail.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
She went through all the process, the chemo, yes. and this, that, and other. And then the diagnosis, the thing that
Jesus.
The doctor said that she was going to have to do, God reversed that whole thing. And she's cancer-free as we speak. And I'm saying to you, that's the healing power of
right.
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to convey to this
world,
man.
And we decree and declare that as permanent. That's a permanent report.
That's right. That's right.
I ain't never scared to pray for somebody in the middle of an interview.
But, come on.
You know.
That's right.
hey, it is what it is, right? I love that report. But that's what
yeah.
worship does. We have a right,
that's right.
to come before the
yeah.
throne as believers. Because
right.
let me be clear.
That's right.
We have
right.
a right to say he won't fail, and with all confidence,
right.
as Abraham, unwavering.
That's right.
And just knowing that I can say that, like you said, we can speak those things as though, and believe it in my heart and see it come to pass.
Right. That's
and,
right.
You know,
that's right.
Sometimes people are so busy asking for the wrong things, houses and cars. I tell people, as long as you got some good credit, a job and some money, you can have anything you want. I live in New York and that's the rule. As long as you got a job,
right.
you can show you have a job, a little bank account,
right.
some deep,
right.
not even good credit, decent credit. You can have anything
yes,
you
ma'am.
Want. You can go lease a Bentley.
That's
you
right.
can go do whatever you want. So it's not
that's
about
right.
that. It's about your
right.
heart, your mind, your conduct, your character. The Bible
yeah.
says get your most holy faith. And faith
yeah.
is the biggest currency that no one talks
yeah.
about. But I'm
going right.
to stay focused. Okay. So.
but you're talking truth, though.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
talking truth. You're talking truth about faith. Faith is something that we don't understand, that when we use it effectively, it has the ability to produce anything our mouth speaks.
Say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that people have to really get and understand, that we just don't sing faith. We do faith. You know what I'm
yes.
saying? Yeah. Faith is the substance of
the
things that we are hoping
I
for,
love that.
Evidence of things not seen, but it's something that we get up and we do it. We do faith. And I'm telling you right now, that's what it is that we're going to have to do in this generation, in this season, is we're going to have to do faith. We're going to have to speak it and then move on it, move in it.
Yes.
With not being ashamed, with no hesitation, with no waste of time, because we believe that God is going to do what we said he was going to do.
That's right.
And he has the power to do it. I'm
That's
telling you right now, some
say.
People don't believe they got that kind of power.
Right.
Yeah, some people don't believe that. Some people believe, well, if God wants it to happen,
yeah,
if God's
yeah,
willing,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
and God is saying, wait a minute, no, I gave you the power.
That's right.
I gave you dominion.
That's right.
I gave you dominion to
over
do what it is
the
that,
enemy.
That,
So stop Come saying on. The devil busy. He ain't more busier than my faith to say cease and desist. The Bible says we have the power to rebuke the devourer.
That's right.
You know, why are you not using your, you know, I hang around a lot of teachers and, you know, their favorite thing to the little children is use your words.
Right. That's right, though.
Use your words.
Isn't that amazing? We say that to the kids. That to the kids and we don't practice that ourselves.
That's right. Use your word. Oh, man.
That's why I'm declaring, Nigeria, I am declaring that song, He Won't Fail and Healing, just the record, but healing is going to be something that is going to be life changing and it's going to get into the thread of this country.
I believe people
are going to understand that the healing power of God is going to transform this world.
That's going to happen.
I believe.
I know it will.
That this is the greatest season of the believers. This is the greatest season of those that truly have faith in God.
Yes.
I'm telling you, despite our government, despite all the things
that's
the God we serve.
But that's the God we serve.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
In the face of all diversity, we win. Jesus Christ causes us, let me be clear, Jesus Christ of Nazareth causes us to triumph. Because I swear, it's so much going on. I want everybody to know, I believe in God, the creator of heaven and earth, who sent his only begotten son for my life. I got to be clear because you know, it's a lot going on. Awesome. Now, I love when I talked about worship being a musical prophet. And so going forth, healing, he won't fail. But let me tell you a song you sang that I absolutely love. And I know, like, all of this is transparency. Not My Will. That's like on repeat.
Wow.
Like that song ministers to me. Like I honestly love that song. I know that's an older song, but oh my goodness. Can you just tell me about that? That song, like that right there?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That song, Not My Will, was birthed out of a painful point in life I was going through.
I can tell.
I was struggling with why God had me in a certain place.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, like, wait a minute, like, God, now, you know, now I don't deserve this. I mean, I've been good. I've been faithful. I've been trying to make sure. Now, I ain't been perfect. Now, God knows I ain't been perfect. I messed up here, messed up there. I did this. But God knows. Now, wait a minute. I'm almost at the depths of depression, and I'm trying to figure out if I can pull myself out of this. And I started writing the song, and the verse of it was one of the things that first came to me. That verse, Lord, this is my daily prayer.
Come on.
Unto you, less of me
and more of you. Yeah.
And I start realizing that, see, these are the things that causes you to be a deeper worshiper.
Right.
Because you realize, you know, it's the Job complex. It's I understand naked I came into this world, naked I'm going to leave this world. Mm-hmm. But I just believe that God is never going to leave me in the position that I'm in. I just know somehow, some way, that God is going to turn this situation around. It's never a situation of if he can do it. It's
Come
always
on.
When is he going to do it.
Okay.
So I was trying to figure out when it was going to happen. And so that song, Not My Will, caused me to refocus. Instead of me focusing on the issue and complaining about the problem and the complications of things that was in front of me,
uh-huh.
I started refocusing on whatever your will is, God. Just let your will be done, however you want to do it, because I know you desire to prosper me. That's the word. I wish above all things
you
prosper and be in good health.
Come on.
You know, he wants us to have the best of things. He wants us to live a prosperous, blessed, great life. And so I'm seeing where I am, and it don't look blessed, but I'm going to keep on saying it's not my will.
Right,
not my will,
right,
God.
I know
you're going to do it. Yes to your will. Yes to your way.
Yes.
You lead me. You guide me. Because I know when you do it, You're gonna guide me and lead me in green pastures.
Right.
That's what David said he's gonna do. He'll lead me beside the still waters.
Waters.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right.
He's gonna lead me in a place where I can basically be in a place of rest.
Yes.
So I rested in the promises of what God is and can do. So that song has been so special to me, has blessed a lot of people.
Yeah.
And people still ask for me to sing. As a matter of fact, that was one of the reasons. Prior to us getting on to the show, I was telling you I had been in the Jersey area. I had one of the churches in that area, Bishop David Evans, wanted me to come and sing Not My Will. He said,
wow.
Man, that song just speaks volumes to me. And I was just like, I'm amazed. I'm blown away because I'm thinking I'm the only one going through it, you know, that needed to hear
right.
those lyrics, those songs, those words. And realizing, wait a minute, it's thousands of other folks
that's right.
been in that same predicament I've been in that needed to hear, God, it's your will. I trust you.
Yeah.
That's really what we're saying when
right.
we say that. I trust you. Beyond my feelings, beyond what I think should happen, I trust your ways, beyond my ways. And so that's why that song will forever be special to me. And I'm praying that it continues to be special to those that listen to it. So I'm glad to hear that you really love that song. That
yeah.
means a lot to me.
Yeah, no, I do. And, you know, worship has a sound that connects people.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's right.
I don't care if you did, you know, a song 20 years ago. The next generation, it will connect as if it was just written. And that's the power
Correct.
Of worship. And, you
that's
know,
right.
I love your testimony.
That's right.
of getting through that season of just even producing
yeah.
another song because, and as yeah. your wife was singing, like people don't understand like that power
yeah.
and
yeah.
that's the release. It's the intimacy
yeah.
of knowing and speaking to the source directly. Like
right.
I could start
that's
talking
right.
about how I'm baffled, amazed, and humble every time I get on my knees to say my prayers, that I'm actually speaking to the living God. Like, it blows my whole
sure.
mind. Just, you know,
yeah,
I'm
man.
Like, just, no, for real. Like, I'm so serious. I can start crying right now. Like, it blows my mind. But that's when we're, again, just talking about, I'm telling you, he makes me so emotional. The intimacy with
yeah,
him.
That's
like,
right.
when you're
that's
there,
right.
when you're here,
that's
like,
right.
with me and Cedric, when you're there, and his wife, when you understand that intimacy, man, listen.
Yeah.
It's like having
yeah,
this big
like
secret
it.
That you can't
yeah.
tell nobody because they're not even going to believe you.
You
know what I'm saying? It's like, you're not
yeah.
even going to believe me if I told you.
Yeah, it's like I used to tell people back in the day, I said, it's like if I told you that Barack Obama wants to see me. He
right.
invited me to his house and he wants to, you know, have lunch with me, have dinner with me.
You would
say, oh my God, Barack Obama, oh my God, you gonna have dinner with him?
Right.
Oh, he really wants to meet you. He really wants to talk to you. He really wants to spend time with you. And people would be so amazed and enamored by that.
Yes.
And I'm saying to you, I got somebody greater
Come
than
on,
him that
Cedric.
Wants to be with me every day.
Yes.
Wake up with me, go to bed with me. Ride in the car with me. I mean, that is something where I concur with what you said. People don't even understand. They can't fathom it.
Right.
Because
yeah.
how do they fathom in their mind the creator of the heavens and the earth, the stars and the sky,
yes.
the moon and the sun, the animals on the earth,
yes.
the grass that's on the earth. I mean, if you start really kind of putting that thing in perspective, they can't fathom that.
Right.
So to even make, so to make it practical, you try to make it practical and give a name or a personality that's on earth, that's a human. And we're talking about someone who is divine, who is eternal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Who we gonna see.
And you, and
we,
yeah,
we,
exactly.
We're scheduled. We're scheduled.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. But I'm telling you, that is something you're spot on. No, people won't even fathom it. They won't understand it, but it's okay.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the whole purpose of, you know, you know, that's why God puts you in this position, so that you can slowly but surely transform one life at a
that's
time
it.
And
that's
make
it.
Them realize exactly the the experience that you have, the heart that you have, the love that you have, by one individual at a time, you're going to you're transforming lives like that.
Yes.
And so that's the reason why God gives you provision to keep going.
Yep.
Because he knows that you're going to be diligent and faithful to this call. You continue to keep doing this. I know God is going to continue to use you. He's going to bring people to your platform that's going to need what you have, and you're going to transform them every time you share your story and your message. I know that's what's going to happen.
Amen. I receive that. Well, I just want to say thank you. And this is why we say we are where key players speak. Welcome to the family.
Yes.
I can't wait. I'm excited. Let people know how they can connect with you, website, social media.
Yes, you can go to www.cedricballard.com. Now, I want to make sure I spell that because sometimes people spell that wrong. So that's CEDRIC, B as in boy, ALLARD, cedricballard.com. You can go on there. You can get all the up-to-date information on the new single, Healing. And you can get information on previous music that I have, along with a lot of the spotlight videos that I've done for the song Healing, as well as some of the other videos from the previous records that I've done. All the information is there. Of course, you can go to Facebook and Instagram at Cedric Ballard. And man, I'm just looking forward to sharing, to connecting with everybody that listens to this station, this platform, because Nigeria is doing a wonderful work, and I know the best is yet to come. So whatever little piece I can be a part, I'm just excited about being in this family.
Amen. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to grow and prosper and make more live albums, feel free to allow us to be one of your media outlet and one of your media partners.
Definitely. Definitely. I appreciate you even wanting to do that. I definitely will do that. And I'm thankful for this opportunity. And I just want to say, man, God is up to something.
Yeah.
God is up to something.
Yeah.
And I just want people to really understand that we're about to see that healing, transformative power of Jesus Christ in this atmosphere, in this land, in this country, in this world. I believe it's going to happen, and it's already happening. Through when key players speak. It's already happening with that.
That's right. I love it.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you.